What will you do? It's nighttime. You're driving in a residential neighborhood. You see two young men slowly walking along. As you watch them, you see them walk down a driveway and try to open a car door. Unable to open a door, they move to another driveway. What will you do? It's daytime. You're shopping in a department store. You see an individual holding an item. She's looking around to see if anyone is watching her. Not seeing you watching her, she puts the item in her purse. What will you do? You're driving down the highway. In your rearview mirror, you see a vehicle quickly approaching you at a high speed. As he passes you, he nearly hits your car. When cutting in front of you, he nearly runs off the road. In correcting, he crosses the center line. What will you do? We're pulling into a store parking lot. As you do so, you see a vehicle strike and damage a parked car. The driver then leaves the area without stopping. What will you do? Each of these scenarios describes suspicious activity that requires some kind of action. If your vehicle was being burglarized, you would want someone to call the police. If, as a store owner, someone was stealing your merchandise, you would want someone to tell you. As the victim of a reckless or impaired driver, you should notify the police, giving them as much information as you can. If someone damaged your car while parked, you would want someone to get a description of the suspect vehicle. All of this is to remind us that if we see something, we need to say something. Do not endanger yourself, but don't assume someone else will take action. Be a good witness and notify the police department or someone in authority. A safe community is everyone's responsibility. The Prescott Valley Police Department can be contacted at 928-772-9267 for non-emergencies or 911 for emergencies.